of renal consumables shortage, and in international news, South Sudan Army Chief gives soldiers 7 days to crush rebellion.
The Hot FM News with Mwansa Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The Lusaka Subordinate Court has convicted and sentenced Simon Moyo, also known as Given Perry, a former Ministry of Education laboratory assistant, to 3 years imprisonment with hard labor for uttering false documents, impersonation, and obtaining pecuniary advantage by false pretenses. In passing judgment, Lusaka magistrate Anna Holland sentenced Mr. Moyo to 2 years on 3 counts and 3 years on a 4th count, with all sentences running concurrently from January 22, 2026. Investigations revealed that between 2016 and 2019, he fraudulently obtained a replacement NRC, presented false school certificates, and illegally earned over 309,320 kwacha in salaries and allowances. Meanwhile, in a separate matter, the Anti-Corruption Commission in Serenge has arrested and charged the Assistant Labour Officer Dauti Jalandi for allegedly soliciting a 10,000 kwacha bribe from a mining company. This is according to a statement issued by ACC Acting Head of Corporate Communications, Chilufya Chisanga. The Kidney Foundation of Zambia has warned of a severe and looming shortage of renal consumables in the first quarter of 2026, attributed to failure to procure essential supplies due to unpaid debts to the sole supplier. Foundation Secretary General Augustine Mokoka said patients are facing high and often unaffordable out-of-pocket costs for consumables, with some dialysis sessions costing between 2,200 kwacha and 8,800 kwacha. Mr. Mkoka has noted that the shortage has led to reduced dialysis sessions, posing serious health risks and potential fatalities. He has added that critical consumables in short supply include dialysis tubing, bloodlines, disinfectants, and specialized filters, adding that the foundation has appealed for government intervention to ensure the timely procurement of supplies.
As of late 2025, public hospitals such as Mongu, Ndola, Chitwe, Kasama, Lusaka and Livingstone were operating under difficult conditions due to the disruption in service provision. We already know that some patients have already started succumbing, you know, to death because they don't have, you know, the supplies. Now, this is not, you see, just for Lusaka, but you see, this is a national catastrophe, and we are hoping that government can move in quickly to ensure and make sure that many lives are saved by making sure that the procurement is done in a timely manner.
The African Union Development Agency has formally handed over 2 foundational health security programs, the African Medicines Regulatory Harmonization and the African Union Smart Safety Surveillance, to the newly established African Medicines Agency. The high-level and technical joint session convened in Lusaka from January 22 to 23, 2026 formalized the transition of regulatory assets, systems, processes, and resources that have been developed over the past 17 years. Speaking during the handover, Auda NEPAD Chief Executive Officer Nados Thomas said the milestone strengthens Africa's medicines regulatory capacity and enhances the continent's ability to ensure access to quality, safe and effective medical products.
Closing of these 2 days, you know, intense, very detailed, you know, discussion, open, frank discussion, that really marked, first of all, the handover, but most importantly, which marked a celebration of success, a building of a new entity to take and, you know, nurture what has been done under the African Union Development Agency. To also recognize that Africa is building structure, systems, institutions for homegrown solutions, for really understanding African problems and coming out with African solutions.
Meanwhile, Africa's Center for Disease Control and Prevention Director General, Dr. Jean Kaseya, has commended the Rwandan government for supporting the establishment and operationalization of the African Medicines Agency. And AMA Director General, Dr. Delisa Darko, said the agency will continue working closely with Audanepad, drawing on its experience, insights and partnerships as it transitions into full execution of its mandate.
This handover is not one that erases history. It is one that honors history and carries it forward into a permanent institutional home. Let me assure you that AMA will continue to work closely with Audanepad, drawing on its experience, on its insights and on its partnership network as we move from transition into full execution. I thank all the staff sincerely. Your work is appreciated and it will continue in unique ways for the benefit of all national regulatory agencies in Africa to build a strong Africa.
Farouk, manufacturing operators of Garant and Meat House in Lusaka's industrial area have resumed operations after activities were suspended earlier this week for violating labor laws. Earlier this week, government suspended operations of Farouk Manufacturing, operators of Garant and Meat House, and fined the company 80,000 kwacha for violating labor laws. A check by Hot FM News has confirmed that the company has resumed operations in the industrial area. Meanwhile, Farouk Manufacturing Limited Managing Director Jakonjia Aripjonoff said the company has complied with the required conditions, noted improvements in operations, and thanked the government for the opportunity to enhance and strengthen its business practices.
As you can see, our productions, as according to the law of Zambia, we have improved our house status, what has been told. Now, we are in fully productions. Thank you so much for the government, actually, to give us the motivation to work on our mistakes, to fix them. And we are all fixed, done, everything. As you can see, our guys are also ready for work, and we have resumed our productions.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipokamlenga says the retail sector remains a key driver of economic growth in the country. Speaking during the Choppy's Big Birthday Bonanza, in a speech read on his behalf by Ministry Permanent Secretary Lillian Walia, Mr. Mlenga has noted that partnerships between retailers and suppliers play a vital role in strengthening the economy. He has added that government recognizes the retail sector's contribution to job creation and value chain development.
Events like this underscore the vital contribution of the retail sector to Zambia's broader development agenda. By enabling access to affordable goods, creating jobs, and supporting local supply chains, retailers such as Choppies play a vital role in enhancing economic participation and improving livelihoods. This is why the retail sector remains a key engine of economic activity in Zambia.
Meanwhile, Choppies representative Felix Chitwamali said the promotion was aimed at celebrating the company's 10 years of operation and appreciating customers for their continued support.
Under the Big Birthday promotion, this promotion signifies Choppies Zambia to resolve celebrating 10 years of existence in Zambia. This Big Birthday Bonanza is simply initiated to thank you, all our customers, because you've been part of its great journey. And you believe in our story and not forgetting our brand Choppies, because we are the brand and we are a force to reckon with.
The top international news.
The head of South Sudan's armed forces has given soldiers 7 days to crush the rebellion in the east that is a potential threat to the capital, Juba. Recently, the Sudan People's Liberation Army in opposition has attacked and captured several areas in Jonglei State, a local journalist told the BBC, though this could not be independently verified. The latest fighting has threatened Jonglei's capital.